From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term in office ends Thursday. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. President-elect Adama Barrow is scheduled to be inaugurated January 19th. The central market in Banjul was deserted Wednesday amid a heavy police presence throughout the downtown area. In a televised statement, Mr. Jammeh said security forces have been instructed to maintain law and order. Officials say dozens of people were killed in northern Mali Wednesday by a suicide bombing inside a camp housing hundreds of former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses said the blast happened inside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagahti said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagahti, who commands Iraqi counterterrorism forces, called the success of Iraqi forces unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday its air force will work with Turkey's to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, senior Russian Defense Ministry Lieutenant Colonel General Sergei Rutskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections. American intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did make an effort to influence the November U.S. presidential election. Biden accused Russia of trying to unravel what he called the liberal international order.
Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence.
In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine and using control of energy supplies as a weapon against other countries. Biden also sought to reassure NATO countries that the U.S. remains committed to the alliance. U.S. President Barack Obama is holding his final news conference as an American leader at this hour. Mr. Obama defended his decision to commute convicted secrets leaker Chelsea Manning's prison sentence. Republicans attacked the decision, saying it sets a dangerous precedent. U.S. Senate confirmation hearings for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions in his incoming presidential administration are underway. Meanwhile, a Senate panel has approved General James Mattis to run the Pentagon. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Trump's choice for U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross faced hearings before the Senate Commerce Committee. Ross told the committee the nations do not trade fairly should be severely punished. He called China the most protectionist country in the world. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee questions Trump pick to head the Department of Health and Human Services, Congressman Tom Price, who is also an orthopedic surgeon. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, faces questioning by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. A spokesman says former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is being treated in a hospital in Houston, Texas. America's 41st president was admitted last weekend for shortness of breath. A spokesman says Mr. Bush has responded very well to treatment and expressed hope he will soon be released. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State fighters this week discovered that a shrine to the prophet Jonah has been destroyed. The discovery confirms earlier reports that the tomb of Jonah, an important figure in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, had been leveled by the Islamic State group. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.